Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 487 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 17 essary to make up the sheet. The sheet here headed Comparison 191,201,913 inches, Defendants X11, is made up by Mr. Frank to show the difference between 1 week of this year and the same week of last year, and in making that up he has to take the financial sheet that he made this year and turn to the financial sheet that he made last year for the same week and compare them. This is the comparison sheet he made on Saturday. It is dated April 24th, 1913, Defendants X11. The requisition and house order book, Defendants X-12, also shows Mr. Frank's handwriting on April 26th. Also, the last two lines of these pencil sheets, Def X-7, are in Mr. Frank's handwriting. I made up the pencil sheets through Wednesday, but he had to make it up after Thursday. He had to put in all the items from the packing room for Thursday, enter them under the numbers on these other sheets, and then add every item for the whole week. Mr. Frank had to fill in April 24th on all three papers, and then get in all those totals in on that. All of the last two lines are in his handwriting. He added up all this report for Thursday. He went through the report to figure them up. That was usually my work. It would take him about 15, 20, or 25 minutes. The house order book shows what day an order is received, the firm it is received from, where their place of business, and what date it is shipped. As to what work is in this house order book, Defs X-12, that Mr. Frank did on Saturday, there is work in there in Mr. Frank's handwriting that wasn't in there when I left the night of April 25th, beginning with item 7167 on page 56, received from F.W. Woolworth, store 57, St. Joseph, Mo., came in on the 16th, 17th to be shipped on 1. That is in Mr. Frank's handwriting he entered that order. He would have to have the order before he could enter in that book. The